Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
If I lose my money and I still got God, if I lose my mind and I still got God, I can get it back. I'm telling you, you're not serving a God who is under the circumstance. Though death and though hell assails, there is a God who is faithful, and He will perform it just like He said.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Thank you for being with us again on Revive Radio. Let's go into a recent sermon series preached by Pastor Rogers here at Pace Assembly. This is You Need to Know, Part 1, Never Ever Alone. Let's go into the message with Pastor Rogers today.
This is our giants, ladies and gentlemen. One of them named rioting and lawlessness. They were giants in the land. They came back and said, you see those giants? Well, yeah, the grapes are big. They're massive. There's milk and honey, just like God promised. But, we look like grasshoppers. And why did God have to let that entire generation die off in the wilderness? Because grasshoppers don't eat grapes. You got to think to come to this church. Come on, somebody. Some of you are trying to figure it out. Grasshoppers don't eat grapes. I don't get that. They eat leaves, but they don't eat grapes. Please don't let me have to explain everything in here. Come on with me. So all the grasshoppers had to die off. And there arose another generation, babies from the wilderness who had only heard the stories, had only heard the stories of their fathers and their grandfathers and how that they didn't have enough finances to be able to make it. But they sought the Lord and paid their tithes right in this church. And while they had pecans laid out all over the ground, one brother out of this church took all those pecans and sat down and counted out every one of them. And then he counted out 10% because he didn't have any money, but he brought his pecans to the Lord and laid them on the altar at Pace Assembly. And some of you would say, pecans? Let me tell you, in Guatemala, they'll bring some chickens or some eggs, or they'll bring a little something just to let them know and to let God know, I trust you with everything that is within me. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what you've got to do, but if you want to possess the promised land, you're going to have to get off of one seat and move to the next level in the process. Here's what God does. God shows us the end and then he takes us back to the beginning. He led all of these 12 spies and everybody voted on it. It was a democratic. Joshua and Caleb said, we can take the land. Let's go now. Two guys anointed out of all those millions of people. And the rest of them said, we're not going. And God said, I'm fed up with the whole last one of you. He put Moses to sleep in death on the top of the mountain, and he let everybody else roam around in that wilderness for 40 years and wiped out a whole generation simply because they could not believe that the God who said, I'm with you, you better hear for yourself today. Oh, Pastor, that COVID. I know COVID, but do you know the God of COVID? Because I'm just going to tell you, please don't get hard or offensive with me right here. But when I left out of that doctor's office and they told me that I had to get a test for COVID, I called back and I said, listen, I want to know, do I have to have a test or can I just be out of there for 14 days? They said, well, okay, we'll make an appointment for after 14 days and everything will be clear. I said, that's just fine. I hung up the phone and I'm driving back and I said, I wonder if they would have known whether or not I had AIDS or some kind of other disease or anything like that that was going on, and yet they would have let me in the room. Ladies and gentlemen, shake yourself to realize God is pressing the church to find out, are you going to trust me or are you going to trust that world out there? He said to Joshua, behold, I give you the promised land. I've given you the land. Look at your neighbor and tell him he's given you the land. Come on, you'd better preach that thing to them. They don't believe it. Look in their ear if they won't even turn their head and tell them right now, God's already given you the land. Pastor, I don't know, understand about that. I'm not trying to get no land. Yes, you are. You got some children and some grandchildren. You got some nieces and nephews and some moms and dad. And that's the land God said I want you to possess. From the Jordan River all the way to the Mediterranean down to, I want you to know wherever you put your foot, that land belongs to you. Quit fighting with the devil. Quit fighting with your children and possess the land. It belongs to you. He said, you're going to possess the land. And he said this, there will be no man. I'm racing to the end right now. You better listen quickly. There will be no man, Joshua. Ooh, I can feel Joshua getting bold right now. He said, you mean the land's ours? Yeah, you remember that 40 years ago? He said, I told him. You know, you never want to say that to anybody. It's almost politically incorrect. I told you God was faithful. I told you that God was able. I told you if you would honor the Lord with the first fruits, he would bless you more than you could ever imagine. I told you when others are going down, you're going to go up because he's never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Joshua! This is the same land. And you're going to take the land. Amen. He said, secondly, there shall be no man that will stand between you and this promise. In fact, he starts naming the Hittites. And instead of naming all the tribes, all these enemy tribes in the promised land, how many of you know that they all, whenever the children of Israel left, they just said, well, they're not big enough and their God's not big enough. They all just stayed home from church. They listened to the government. Come on, somebody. I want to tell you right now, you're going to have to fight your way to believe in the days ahead. That's the process. You're in the process right now. The promised land is waiting for us, but we're in the process right now. The process of my faith. God's going to show me by experience when I stand up for him and take a stand for him, no man will be able to stop me all the days of my life. Come on, somebody. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying to you, whatever you do, don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. That's all the enemy's waiting on you to do. That pastor in North Valley Baptist Church in California has got fires all around him. The government said you can't come in here and have church. And today that church said, we will not quit. We're going to stand up. We're going to speak up. We're going to sing up because our God is greater than all of the man's devices. God said he's going to give you the land, but you're going to have to fight for it. How many of you know what I'm talking about? You're going to have to fight for it. And you're going to have to make some decisions that are going to be right in order to get you in there. Which means there's stuff right now that's coming on your tube that you're going to have to tell you and your children. We ain't watching that. Come on, somebody. You're going to have to tell your children, nope, you can't go over there. Because I'm going to just tell you what happened. Here's the example. Of the anointing of God on the first 40 years, they were able to walk in. They could have possessed the land. But because of unbelief, because they would not make the right choice to trust God, they wound up dying in the wilderness. And God said, I'm telling you, watch this. God said, Joshua, I will never fail you, and I will never forsake you. Here we are 40 years later, standing at the same location that we were. Can't you hear Joshua and Caleb? Caleb now was another bad to the bone guy. He's now 80 years old, out of what would be the prime of his life. And he looks at Joshua and said, that mountain that I saw when I was over there, give me that one. Somebody looked at him and said, do you know the sons of Anak are over there in that mountain? He said, I know that, and I'm ready to whip them right now. I'm 80 years old, and I'm bad to the bone. You know why? Because he felt that same anointing 40 years ago. And I want you to know, when God anoints you, he won't rub it out. He's going to stay with you until you get the promise. The Bible says that all the days of your life, no man's going to be able to stand between you and your promise. If you'll obey me and keep my commandments, you're going to drive out every enemy. And you and your family are going to possess the land. Let me come up out of that Old Testament for a minute and let you know. I've been to Jerusalem. I've walked the shores of the Dead Sea. I've climbed up on the mountains of Mount Zion and others. I've walked across the Kidron Valley. Guess who possesses the land today? Y'all didn't hear what I said. All these thousands of years later, guess who owns the land? And the more we say, Israel, you can take more land. You know why? Because that little sliver of land that's nothing bigger than New Jersey is not the totality of what he's talking about right here. When this thing is all said and done, everything from the Mediterranean Sea all the way across to Iran and Iraq, God said, that belongs to you. North to Turkey, all the way down to the Kidron, all the way down to Saudi Arabia, all the way over to the UAE. He's said, we're not done yet, and I'm the God who's going to stay here and make sure you get what I said. That's for you, my dear friends. And I'm going to tell you, out of all the years of preaching and teaching, I preached all these promises, different promises and different things. For me, the greatest promise God ever made was this promise. He said, I promise to you that I will never leave you. I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. Oh, I'm going to say it again. I will never leave you. And God said to you today, in the middle of social distancing and COVID and everything else you're dealing with a hurricane churning off of the Gulf of Mexico, God said, I will not fail you. I will not forsake you. In the storm, before the storm, after the storm, I'm still going to be the God who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can think or ask. Now, I don't know how that makes you feel, but I've had to walk personally through the valley of the shadow of death. Somebody talked to me the other day about this, and it took me right back to Jesse Rogers Memorial Cemetery on Highway 98 when I had a glimmer of a moment walking away from my mother's grave. It was like the clouds peeled back for that moment. 10 days prior, I married my wife, and here I am 10 days later burying mom. And people coming around saying all kinds of stuff and pat me on the back, and there were people all around, appreciated her, loved her, and all that kind of stuff. But I didn't even hear them, Brother Charlie. They were like mumbles in the background. I couldn't hear all that, but whoa. When I turned away from that graveside and I started taking a walk back to the car, the overwhelming presence of a holy God came in. And ladies and gentlemen, for as long as it took for me to get to the place where I could get up and run again, the Holy Ghost said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. I know you just married your wife, but she can't give you what I can give you. I'm going to give you peace that passes all understanding. I'm going to give you joy when the clouds come rolling in. I'm going to give you long suffering when you got to deal with the pain. I'm going to be there when you're standing beside the bedside and you don't know what to do. I am God, and I will never leave you, and I will never.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org. And I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.